Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Arke Chankute, founder of the Brewery Gulch Inn, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great inn that he's now sold, and he's also the founder and the leader of the Learning Center, which is outstanding. Learningcenter.org, right?
Learningcenter.net.
I'm sorry, learningcenter.net. And the book is called Built on Trust. It's outstanding, folks. You got to have that book. Mine is not on my shelf. It's on my desk. Arke, thank you again for being here. We're talking about the imperative of trust. I remind my audience all the time when you're not here, the trust was there at the beginning of Proto Market. Otherwise, we wouldn't have markets. But today, a lot of people, I think maybe trust is passe. But the truth is, it's more imperative today. The faster things move, the more virtual things are, the more imperative trust is.
That's right. And the more easily it can get lost in the dust, lost in the frequency, lost in the pace. Trust, again, confidence, an absence of worry, backed up by a track record, reliance on closure and true commitment.
Yep.
These are not soft values. I mean, they're soft in the sense that we don't put numbers on them, but they are critical to success in any endeavor or any organization, I would argue, that otherwise you're left with a lot of them versus us type of mentality, which when harvested is an opportunity. When not harvested, will destroy your enterprise. Whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm. So
now I have.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I've had the opportunity and the honor of teaching at some special business schools programs, you know, for the elite business people,
mm-hmm.
and I usually get them at orientation, and some percentage of these people will come in and say, "What do you mean them versus us? That's the right thing. You just have to win the battle, you know," and so forth and so on. They don't see, and these,
right.
these are the people that have been picked out as the future CEOs, COOs, et cetera, et cetera. This is not all, not even half, but some percentage, because that's the way they came up. That's the way they grew up in business.
Why do you think they think that way?
They don't see the harvest. In order to see the
say
harvest,
that again. Say that again. I want people to hear that word again.
They don't see that there's a harvest. They don't see that them versus us is an opportunity for harvest to
mm-hmm.
eliminate. That there's a win-win in it, and when a win-win includes your client and your customer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it starts at home. You know, product development wins, marketing wins, the management wins, labor wins. There's a way to do that in every case. You must begin by recognizing you are participating in some way, even by omission, in the problem as well as in the solution.
And Arke, business, what I've been trying to get across for all these years is business doesn't have to be hard. Business relationships don't have to be hard. We make it harder than it has to be because we're defensive. We've got this us versus them attitude, as you talk about. We hold back our closure. And we play games.
Yes. Well, that's right. And the whole thing is about accountability. If you set your organization, you know, if you close an organization, who's going to do what by when? You know, that's accountable because, you know, we're all going to check up on that. And we're going to be able. But, yes, there's the checkup, and that's a little fear thing for some people. But there's also the help thing. You know, you can't help somebody be accountable if the system is not set up to have them be accountable, so that it must be held accountable. This is something that we can use, will never happen unless, except by happenstance, but will not happen regularly without closure, and I know, hate to harp on it, true commitment. Those are the two things.
Mm-hmm.
Where you harvest the them versus us, and you harvest the doubt, the maybe that comes before every commitment. That's where your money is. That's where your success is, in that maybe. But don't say yes when the real answer is maybe.
So do you see, now you and I have been talking about this for almost 20 years, Archie.
Yeah.
And we've had new generations to come on board. What do you see is the trend?
Well, there is, where I am, more consciousness about the need in some circles, but there is it's going so fast, as you have said, in the digital age, it goes so fast, and it's so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
That mistakes are magnified, so that's good and bad. So I think there is some increasing consciousness of it, but I doubt very much that increasing consciousness is keeping pace with the digital magnification.
Right.
That's a problem that we must solve.
One of the things that I have said many times, and I believe this, is that the millennials, that generation, is probably the best human beings we've ever raised. But because of the way they've been raised, I fear unintentionally they may minimize things like trust. Is that what you have? Did you indicate you've experienced some of that?
Yes, I have.
Well, I want you to hold on to that thought, because I want to talk about it when we come back. We're gonna cover the generational thing, folks, after this break with our good friend Archie Chiancutte. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.